This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. You've no doubt heard the term core inflation. Economists like to see what's happening generally with prices by taking out food and energy, which tend to be more sensitive to temporary factors like crop yields or what OPEC's up to. As we found out last week, the core consumer price index was up 6.2% last month from a year earlier. Now add energy and food back in, and prices were up 8.3%. And if you look at energy costs alone, they're up 30% since last year. And that has a lot of Americans struggling with their utility bills, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Stormy Johnson pays $800 a month to rent a three-bedroom house in Kingwood, West Virginia. Last winter, she paid almost that much for her utilities, too.
Between my gas and electric, it was almost $700 a month.
When the bills first arrived, she was shocked.
During the summer months, even running like four air conditioners, my electric was no more than $150. So it was a significant jump.
Even before her utilities jumped last winter, Johnson never had quite enough money to get by. She's a single mom. Two of her three kids are still at home. And she doesn't take home that much from her job as a student support specialist in the local public schools. Just $2,200 a month.
I normally live shutoff notice to shutoff notice.
But this winter, for the first time, she wasn't able to pay the bills in full before the shutoff date. She had to set up a payment plan.
Because it increased so much.
For many low-income families, it's always been hard to pay for heat and electricity. But for middle-income families...
usually, energy is affordable. And that, right now, is not the case.
Mark Wolf is with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
The major problem is rising heating oil prices, rising gasoline prices, rising natural gas prices. Across the board, all major sources of energy, both for families' homes as well as running their car, are up significantly.
Experts generally say energy costs should take up only about 6% of a household's income. Right now, Wolf says, on average, middle-income families are spending twice that, and low-income families are spending four times that.
The numbers are terrible. I mean, they're genuinely awful.
Some of the latest figures suggest that somewhere between a quarter and a third of all households in the U.S. are energy insecure.
Diana Hernandez at Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health says the issue is particularly acute in the South and for people of color. And it's worse right now because the cost of everything else is going up too. Food, rent, clothes.
This is not just about energy issues per se. When other costs also increase, it means that there's less to be allocated to the utility bills.
People living right around the poverty line can apply for assistance through LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Congress more than doubled the amount of funding for LIHEAP for this year. But even so, there's only enough to help about one in five eligible households. And with energy prices rising so much, a lot of people who are struggling don't qualify because they make too much money.
There are not a lot of programs to help middle and moderate income.
Tanya Jones is the director of energy assistance and community development at the nonprofit HeartShare Human Services.
And so they are struggling the most because after they pay their rent and then they buy food, they're not eligible for any type of assistance.
Each state has a different cutoff for LIHEAP. In West Virginia, where Stormy Johnson lives, a family of three making more than about $29,000 a year before taxes doesn't qualify. Stormy Johnson doesn't qualify.
I've always said, I make too much to get any kind of help, but I don't make enough to survive.
Johnson is still paying off her winter utility bills, and she's starting to worry about how she's going to get through a hot, humid West Virginia summer.
My kids have already asked me 2 weeks ago to put the air conditioners in. And I'm like, open the windows.
Her plan is to wait as long as she can before putting those window units in. But eventually, she says, she'll have to.
It's not the actual temperature that will get you in West Virginia, but it's the humidity. When it gets really hot and humid, it's not even really safe to be outside for long periods of time. So it's almost like air conditioners are a necessity.
Those days haven't quite arrived yet. When they do, Johnson says she'll put the ACs in and turn them on, and then figure out what to cut back on so she can pay the bill. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.